Just like backyard barbecues or a day at the pool, the Three Rivers Festival has always been a part of our summer fun. And the festival returns July 12th to the 20th. It kicks off with the annual Three Rivers Festival Parade. Browse art in the park with local artisans. Bring the family to Children's Fest. Stroll through Junk Food Alley. And don't forget about the festival concerts at the Hoosier Lottery stage with live music from nationally renowned acts. You can buy your concert tickets or check out a schedule of events at threeriversfestival.org. Don't miss the best summer experience in Fort Wayne, the Three Rivers Festival.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
Hashtag no music, no intro. Another episode of the Saints Block Party Podcast. Completely, in terms of live streams, in terms of how live streams are supposed to be, this is just surprise. No warning, nothing but... hope you're awake. But if you're able to join us, thank you. If not, we understand. Life has been happening. We had an amazing episode we recorded with Matt Waldman of RSP, the Rookie Scouting Portfolio. So if you haven't checked out that episode, please go back and do it. Listen to it, watch it on YouTube. Just a great, great football conversation. And it felt good to kind of hear like a different perspective, right?
Yeah,
like,
man.
Different perspective.
Like a football crack addict that's on the outside. You know what I'm saying? Like he's a football addict, you know?
He is. And that's like a compliment. Like that is the most compliment that we can give. So like, subscribe, YouTube. We have a lot to cover on this episode because a lot happened on Thursday. We were trying to record something a little sooner than life has this way of just being life, man. Like life is life. A happy belated Father's Day to all the fathers from yesterday. Father's Day in and of itself on social media it becomes a weird thing, Ryan. It's a weird thing. The narratives on Father's Day and Mother's Day are two completely different things, bro.
Everybody be in their feelings. My Father's Day, boy. Everybody in their feelings. Some kind of way. Sometimes positive, sometimes negative.
Yes. But anyone who's a listener of this episode, if you are a father, if you maybe not even a father, just a father figure in someone's life, we hope you had a good one yesterday and got to experience and because it's important, bro. It's important.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah, man. Happy Father's Day to you, bro.
Oh, thank you, man. I appreciate that. Appreciate that, truly. I was just telling Ryan this, and this is just a little... All these things we've just given away on this podcast for, like snippets of information. One, we still need Cutwater to cut us our check. Like, we still waiting for
What's
it.
What's up?
Two, I don't know if anyone has if you have a Regal Cinema near you, and I don't know if it's a California thing, but Regal's been doing this thing where it's a $5 mystery movie where you can go and watch a movie on Monday for $5. You don't know what the movie is, and it's a movie that's always going to come out the next week. Bro, we just got out of seeing The Bike Riders just now. That's why we're recording a little later than usual. It's summertime. Just if you have a Regal, just look into it. You might be able to see a movie for $5 because movies are expensive as hell. Just check into it. Oh, man. Saints. Oh.
Saints. Oh, boy.
Okay. Thursday was the final day of mandatory mini camp, and it wouldn't be the Saints if it didn't end with some, I don't know, some flares, right? The thing that's funny to me about the whole AK thing, bruh, is him going in on the meetings, like just going in. And then he was like,
I'm out. God bless y'all. Have a nice day. Okay. Russell Simmons.
And his agent comes out, confirms his contract related. And we've been talking about this in the Discord here and there. We haven't had a chance to like talk it out. I can say this with some certainty that I think the only thing that AK is looking for is a little more guarantees in terms of what he's currently making. But I think something that you brought up, which is a great point, and maybe how the team is looking at it. Well, let me walk that back. Is that he's currently making his contract makes him what, the fourth highest paid running back in the league, something around there?
It depends how you look at it. If you look at it average per year, he's the second. But if you look at it, like the cash he's making this year, $11.8 million, he's like the fourth. So I mean, however you want to look at it.
Okay, so top five in both categories.
Yeah.
Okay. The thing that I find interesting is earlier in the offseason, the Saints were wanting to do some type of deal with AK, similar to the deal that Tyrann Mathieu got. And was it an extension, but it kind of helps the team, but like, nothing from that materialized. And I don't, because AK was wanting an extension, the Saints were wanting to give him an extension. And then it sounds like maybe the Saints got cold feet. I don't know. But AK is literally drawing his line in the sand, and it's just interesting to see how it plays out.
Very interesting. And Jeremy Fowler, he was on NFL Network, he said that Kamara's open to a rework deal, like to add like 2 years. To strengthen his guarantees in year one. Year one being next year, you know, not this year. He's under contract this year. He's under contract next year, but that's not like, it's like $22 million or something. It's just, both sides know that's not happening. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It was already in the contract. That was like an out year, you know. So the whole purpose of this is he wants long-term security after this year, because right now this is essentially his last year, in every way. So like you said, like you heard, he's looking for more guarantee going into next year. The thing that happened was Christian McCaffrey got an extension, two weeks ago for $19 million per year. And I think that just kind of, I'm not going to say it changed things, maybe, but I mean, if you Alvin Kamara, you know, maybe you're not reaching for that height, like $19 million, but,
right,
you know, maybe the Saints are going like, hey, we'll give you $8, $9, $10 million next year. And Kamara's like, man, look, more like 14, 15 or something like that. From Kamara's standpoint, at this time of the year, it makes sense to shake the chair a little bit. You know what I'm saying? It's like,
for sure.
You know, just shaking the chair. Like, I'm not happy with what y'all offering. I'm not happy. Because, obviously, he really has no leverage right now. Because
done.
He's under contract. He's not going to miss training camp because he would lose a ton of money in fines. It's the reason why he showed up. Minicamp.
Thank you.
Because Alvin Kamara is really smart. He's not going to, you know, miss. He came that way. He's not going to get fined. You know, so it's one of them holding in scenarios. So it's fascinating from every perspective. It's fascinating because, you know, you can look at Alvin Kamara and just lump him in with all running backs. And you know how everybody's like, oh, running backs, don't pay running backs.
They don't matter.
Blah, 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 blah. We know Alvin Kamara is kind of a different beast. He's an all-around player, catches the ball, runs the ball. He's a leader on the team, all that stuff. And all you can look at it just from a team-building standpoint, where are the Saints at right now? You know, they've shown this offseason that they're trying to manage the cap a little bit, kind of pinch pennies a little bit, you know, not go super aggressive. DA is, you know, it's like a critical year for him. You got a new offense. Do you want to, you know, obligate a lot of your salary going forward to probably one of the more fungible positions in the NFL. Like, you know what I'm saying? Right. Like, a lot of running backs hit the market every year. A lot of them. I mean, you had Saquon Barkley out there this year. You had, you know, Josh Jacobs. You had, you know, Derrick Henry out there this year. Like, running backs, really good running backs hit the market every year. Derrick Henry making, what, like $8 million this year? Saquon Barkley, he's making a lot. He's making like 13 or 14 million this year, which was, you know, kind of an outlier. So I'm thinking like Kamara's looking more on that end. Like, man, look, give me the Saquon, give me something in that area. Something. Yeah, and, you know, guarantee it for next year, then we could talk. You know, and I think the Saints may be like, look, you going into age 30 next year. You look at your yards per carry the past couple of years. You look at this and that. And look, I know I am the biggest Alvin Kamara fan ever. I completely understand. Offensive line been terrible. Play calling been terrible. Coaching been terrible. All of it. Like, he should be, I would argue, to anybody, if you traded Christian McCaffrey and put Alvin Kamara on the 49ers right now, Alvin Kamara would have, if not as good a season as Christian McCaffrey, it'd be close to it. Hey, we could talk about it. I'm saying. But it's all theoretical. Like, the stats are the stats. The production is the production. And if you're the Saints, you're just like, man, look, it's been like a steady decrease the last couple of years. And then from Alvin Kamara perspective, he's like, man, y'all had Pete Carmichael.
Y'all
helping me, man. Y'all got me running behind these bums. Like, what are y'all talking about, man? So, got Derek Carr throwing me passes. Like, what are y'all talking about, man?
Remember that game he had, like, what, 10 catches or whatever, something insane amount of catches for, like, what, 22 yards or
30 yards?
But it's my fault. But to your point, right, the teams – this is not just a Saints-related thing, right? Teams are always going to look at production and look at the numbers, but it wasn't very long before Christian McCaffrey got traded to the Niners. And we talked about on the podcast, people were riding Christian McCaffrey off, right? He was injured. He was hurt. He wasn't producing. When players sometimes get just in bad situations, man, it's hard. It's just hard. Now, with everything, with new offensive coordinator Clint Kubiak, we should hashtag on paper. We've been talking about a bounce back AK season for like the last 2 to 3 years, I feel like, Ryan. It's been a while.
For real.
It should be this year. And I get in. It's funny because, like I said, both sides were wanting to make this extension work early in the offseason. And then it just sounds like I don't even know if numbers were thrown out from the Saints side. It just sounded like it just didn't come. Potentially. It'll be interesting to see how it works out. And it's hard to even tell if this is going to be AK's last season with the Saints. Oh no, we don't know, man. Like there are certain players that you just kind of earmark and you just say, man, if this player were not on the Saints at some point, like it would hurt, right? It would stink.
It would hurt.
Right. You know, Michael Thomas is one of those players, AK, Marshawn, you know, whether that's this
2017
season,
class, you know,
the class, bro, just stings, bro. Just stings.
It was stings. And look, I mean, I kind of already had in my mind that this would probably be his last year.
Right.
But like, I would love for him to retire a Saint. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man, I would love it.
I would love it. I just, you know, if it's something like where they just guarantee him like the same amount he's making this year, say about $12 million, and, you know, guarantee that for next year, I don't know if he'd take it, but I think he would.
That's hard to pass up $12 million guaranteed, right?
Because the ultimate question is, and I have no way of knowing this, but like if he were released today,
you asked this,
like how much would he make on the open market? Like, I just don't know. Like Derrick, he 1 year younger than Derrick Henry. Derrick Henry got $8 million, And I mean, look, I know they're different players the way they use, but you know, Mixon, he got traded. He's getting like $9 million, and they're the same age. They're from the same draft class. You know, so like that's something him and his agent, you know, they got discussed. And plus, you know how players are, bro. Like sometimes it's about the money, but it's also it's like, man, look, I done been down in the mud with y'all, like.
Right.
You know, like I need to feel, you know, just some love and appreciation. Sometimes a player be like, man, look, I go play for less somewhere else, but like y'all can't be doing me like this. You know what I'm saying? Y'all
right.
Just don't treat me just like another employee. You know what I'm saying? Like we all been at jobs where we worked there a long time where we feel like, damn, y'all just treat me like every time Dick and Harry to come through here, man, I've been here since the beginning. Like, you know, we done all been there, so it could be one of them situations. So we'll see how it play out, man. I really don't know. Like, I really can't predict how this is going to play out.
I can't either. It's going to be something that, I mean, it wouldn't be a Saints offseason without, you know, just a hint of drama. We didn't get the Terrell Smith. Bro, I got to the pick the movie for us to watch last night. So I picked, because it's a movie that typically, like, it gets vetoed and doesn't get watched. So I picked Terminator 2, Judgment Day. Ooh. One all-time classic, yes. 4K, one of the best movies of all time. And I, you know, you see the T-1000, Robert Patrick just cutting down that car, bro. That's how that Escort
come out
was,
that, he come out that door, boy.
He said, nigga, I done put my finger in your ass and you ain't gonna pay?
Some poor old plucker, and you gonna run off with the cash?
Our entire YouTube video just gonna be demonetized, bro. We just telling the story of what actually happened, YouTube. Just look it up. Look it up. We're not lying.
Her clothes in speed wasn't neat. Like, she turned that corner.
Bruh. And of course, BBL, that would be a
BBL blopping up and down.
And of course, he was on the Saints practice squad. It's like, this is why y'all niggas can't scout linebackers, bro. Get chased down by an escort, bro. Y'all want him to go on the field and chase down Jalen Hurts? Off my face, bro.
Get run down by sex workers, bro.
Just put the sex workers. This is a free judgment zone. If that's what you gotta do, come on, it's fine. But you got anyway.
Don't run over the. Come on, man.
Part of me wishes that he was like a Saints practice guy player.
I know,
like,
I wish he was still with the Saints, bro.
I digress. Something else that was, it's not humorous when I talk about it, but something that had been on my radar from OTAs to minicamp, I was like, did something happen to Juwan Johnson, bro? Like, there was like no mention of him, like
nothing,
not him standing out, not him looking back. Like, that's like what's one of the worst things I feel like sometimes as a player is that when people are talking bad about you, at least to some degree, they're talking bad about, but they not saying nothing. Like, you. That it just stood out to me, and then mandatory minicamp came up, and he had missed the first. I think he missed the first 2 days or something, and then like I literally tweeted it and I put it in our Discord on Wednesday, I think it was, and I was like, does he make the team? We done heard all this about Michael Jacobson. We done heard all this about Hulker from the undrafted free agent from Colorado State. We haven't heard nothing about Joy.
I've heard more about Foster than damn Joanne. I'm like,
it was on my radar. I'm just like, what's going on, right? I tweeted and put it in our Discord on Wednesday, Thursday morning. Adam Schefter, fuckface, boop. It's been reported Juwan Johnson had a foot injury that's going to sideline him. Potentially, he might be ready by week one, or I'm hearing that he may start the season on IR. And the crazy thing was, when they talk about what happened, bro, when they just said, I don't know, I'm just out there running. Nope. I just...
Don't nobody know, man. They asked D.A., D, like, D.A., when did it happen? You're like, oh, I don't know, man. Like,
I'm like, what is... It's not adding up to me, Ryan.
Something ain't right.
Did he feel like he might not make the team, bro? And he was just like, oh, ooh, my tendon in my foot.
I get tingly, bro.
Then that move had a cause and effect, because then the Saints did the thing that they were really trying not to do this offseason, because I still firmly believe in what I know is that if they could have gotten away from Taysom, they were willing to do it. At this point, it seems more to just be like a cap relief situation. Like, just it's $10 million. It's a lot, what have you. But then Juwan goes quote unquote goes down. He's injured, so they readjust Taysom Hill's contract. So his spot on the team is 100% solidified for this season. Yeah. So he's not going anywhere. But the Juwan thing is it feels off, Ryan, and it just feels something's amok. And I think, and I'll say this, I think this is Juwan Johnson's last season with the Saints.
Wouldn't surprise me. And it's just, look, the new coaching staff has no ties to him whatsoever, and look, man, in this game, you required to get your block on. I ain't saying you got to be, Rob Gronkowski out there blocking, but you got to, you got to be able to get it in. You know what I'm saying? And I just ain't hear nothing about him. Like, I can't say he was doing bad. I'm like, damn, can we hear something?
Bro.
Damn.
Right?
It
was just telling to me that we were seeing so many tweets about Michael Jacobson, Hoker,
with the ones,
Ryan. That is that was extremely telling from the get go. I'm like, Juwan? And listen, I know our dude Max is just like, well, I told you.
You know Max talking that shit.
Max couldn't stand Juwan.
Couldn't stand him. Like, damn, what did he do to you?
No, bro. I guess, and I'm looking at it from the other prism, is that, so a lot of times the Saints will nab a tight end and an undrafted free agent, a tight end, and he becomes like the next great hope, right? Like, it feels like he actually might live up to that. That myth that's always created from the tight end undrafted free agent.
We'll see, man. Like, they're giving him every opportunity. I'll put it like that.
Yes.
He got what? Almost $300K guaranteed as a UDFA. One of the highest in the league. And he's getting every opportunity with the ones. Like, he gonna get plenty of reps in training camp, preseason. Like, we gonna see. And like we talked about with Matt Waldman, man, like, Kubiak had a plethora of, like, well, Papa Kubiak, he had a plethora of just a lot of those type of guys that, with movement skills, that can get out there and block, and, leave defenses in a quandary trying to figure out what they're trying to do. And then there was the little report by Cat Terrell where, old Jimmy Graham, door ain't really closed for him. He's not retired. He's out there doing his thing right now. I don't know what he's doing, flying helicopters, taking boats around the world.
He's trying to swim
across the Arctic Sea. I don't know. Damn, Jimmy. But
man, Jimmy make us look like just big back and just fat, bro.
ride his bike like 20 miles every morning, just. But he said, the door ain't closed to coming back, man. I'm like, shit. I mean, what do you have, five catches, five touchdowns last year? Like,
and here, the thing is, if he came back, I would feel more confident that Clint Kubiak would actually like utilize his skill set.
You think?
And just maybe, just maybe. Our dude hashtag White Wolf said Juwan be running like he Jamal. Our dude Mike said he's becoming an empty uniform. Dante, the Bowers noise in the draft told me all I needed to know about how they felt about the tight end room. I'll say this. I don't think the Bowers thing had anything indicative of the tight end room. It was like he was just rated that highly on that good board. Man,
like we saw, bro, I don't know if you saw that clip. Rams.
Oh, I thought you saw the clip of like him, the Bowers at like Raiders, like mini camp or just a cut up.
I didn't see that.
Like it was like 50 seconds, and I was just like,
ugh.
But the Rams tried to trade up to draft him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, I didn't. What was in the clip?
I mean, it was just like they were calling ahead. I think they were calling the Jets. And yes. Like, hey, you know, Jesse, you want to, you know, hey, throw you a little something, let us get up there.
What were they
called the Jets?
What were they offering? Because that would have been a pretty big move.
Jets weren't interested. Then they called the Vikings, and the Vikings were like, we just taking our guy. Like, they want their quarterback. You know what I'm saying? So it was just one of them things where they were just calling, just trying to see if they can move up and just knew it wouldn't happen, you know? But you know, and you know, it worked out how it worked out, but it's just, you know, the thirst was real, man. Like Brock Bowers is just that dude. He ain't got nothing to do with Juwan or nothing. Like
none.
In this offense too. Oh man.
Lewis said Bowers is good, but where would we be without drafting Fuaga there? I don't know. And I don't care. Listen, Ryan talked about how the offensive coordinator or the offensive line coach of the 49ers pretty much said, like, our offensive line, the offense is predicated on getting the ball out quickly.
Yeah.
We would rather have playmakers and trust that our line can at least block for at least 3-ish seconds. Quarterback has to be able to, boom, make the read, get the ball out, get the ball to our playmakers. Our playmakers go make plays. I'm not saying Clint Kubiak's offense is a Cobb and Carpy of that, but there's a lot of similarities to it. Now, I'm not Fuaga as a player. I think he's gonna, well, I don't know, switch his positions, but whatever. I think the talent is there that he's going to be successful and he's going to be a good player. But we just rewound that, and the Saints thought this as well. If the Raiders had passed on Bowers, even if Fuaga was on the board, he was going to be a Saint. So that tells you that they were like, we'll figure it out.
Yeah.
We will figure it out. It didn't happen, but that's what their mindset was.
Go big in the LSP, like, man. Because he got like $2 million from the Raiders or something like that,
Chump
man.
Chain,
like,
bro.
Chump chain, bro. Chump chain. Threw him like $5 million. Bro. Come on. This Razor Canes over here, bro. Get this, man.
This is a great question from SJ. Do you guys think anyone gets an extension before the start of the season or during the season this year? I'm going to throw one out there. And this is not inside information. I'm just going off the fact that I know they want an extension with this player. I'm going Paulson Adebo.
I could see it, bro. I could see it. Interesting that we didn't see him much this camp, though, in OTAs. I know he was he banged up or something? Yeah. He a little banged up or whatever?
Yeah, banged up.
Also kind of wonder if he kind of, you know, just like, eh, you know, I want me a little contract, man. My thigh hurt a little bit. My thigh.
The Juwan to preserve jobs? That's what I'm saying. Let me stop with Juwan, bro. I don't want to call him out like this man might be actually hurt, bro.
I mean, he is getting surgeries.
But yeah, like,
it's weird. It's just
maybe
weird.
Maybe the timing of my tweet and then, like, in the Discord, and then it come the next day, bro.
Oh, man. It was crazy. But yeah, I could definitely see Adebo, man. Like, I think he wants it. He wants that money. You know, it'll be interesting. What does he get paid? Or what he gets paid? Like the whole cornerback, like
Didn't Alante get dinged up?
He did. He did.
Yes. And you were talking, like, you kind of brought
up. He has a quad injury, actually.
Yeah, that's what it was.
You know, those things, they say he'd be good, but you know, those things are tricky, man. Like, a cornerback, bro, like, they're going to need all that depth, man. We talk about, oh, we got so many corners. Like, you're going to need all of it. You're going to need all them corners. All of it. But it's also fascinating to me, just kind of off subject, with the wide receivers making so much money. You look at the top, you know, wide receiver contracts and the top cornerback contracts, it's like a $12, $13 million gap. It's like, how did that happen?
Deep difference.
Because like, cornerback is still like one of the premier positions, you know what I'm saying? Like, so it's just weird how that happened. Like, I can't even explain it. I mean, some cornerback going to get signed, you know, top. I mean, who's the top corners in the league right now?
So the next corner to like reset the market potentially, and I think he's overrated, but a little bit overrated. It's probably gonna be Sauce.
Oh yeah, definitely. And you know the Jets love the PMs.
Yes, yes.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So we're going to get back to football, but I want to, you retweeted this and literally I cannot stop thinking about this. The tweet from at Zach is Burberg of how the hell are you supposed to take a big, huge shit in a Quiet Place universe? I'd be so fucked. Bro.
You a badger, bro. Oh, you know, when you wake up and you get the morning fights, then you're like, oh shit, I forgot. come busting through.
Let's talk, kind of getting back to Derek Carr, the offense. It's been like this debate if Derek Carr is an intelligent quarterback, just things thrown out there. But I want to read this quote that our quarterback said, okay, that our dude Jordan pointed and put in our Discord a couple of days ago. Okay, I'm going to read it. I looked at everything I'm doing, and I tried to take it all to just an extreme level, you know, mental capacity that I could possibly take it. Hopefully I'm not showing it too much. But I'm tired. This offseason has been an absolute mental grind for me and my teammates, and I've just been pushing so hard and encouraging so hard to get past certain steps. We've been pushing so hard just to make sure we can come out and be focused on and playing good football from the start. I don't have any promises. I don't have any guarantees that it's going to be better.
My quarterback.
It will continue to do more until training camp gets here in the season. This is that's supposed to spark.
Man said, I'm tired. I'm tired, boss.
Tired of the office. I'm learning the office, right? Quarterback's so dumb, bro.
That man, like that man studying for the SATs, boy. Hey. God dang. Man said, I'm tired.
This man can't pick up the offense, but yet Brock Purdy came and picked it up on the
quarterback. 12 years, bro. 12 years, man.
Oh, man. Oh, that shit tickled me, bro. Tickled me.
It's like, What is he saying there? What?
I don't have any guarantees it's going to be better.
Like,
that's a quarterback, bro. That's a quarterback.
Like, I need you to guarantee that shit. Lie to me.
Please. You've been lying all this time. You can't lie in that quote, bro. No, this is the time where he gonna stop lying, bro.
Don't tell the truth. I don't know, man. But we talked about it with Matt Waldman, man. Like, theoretically, giving him the predetermined reads, you know, maybe it'll help. You know, just keeping him out of those situations where he has to go through and read from left to right, back to left. We don't want that, Derek Carr. That man's brain already hurting. Man, brain is hurting.
Tired of thinking.
Bro, damn, what Kubiak doing?
This season gonna be fun.
This man got coached by John Gruden.
And you would, to some degree, like they're both West Coast offenses.
Yeah.
So there's gonna be some, I get it. It's just fascinating to see how it all like plays out. You said this man said,
Let's see, bro. We'll see, man.
Can we just get some Juicy Jake in there? Just a little juice, bro. Just a little Juicy Jake.
Spencer, man. Spencer Rattler, brother. The hype training. Slow down, man.
We just waiting to get to training.
We're just building. Just building, yeah, man.
Just waiting to get to training. Rookie. Speaking of training camp, it is insane that training camp is almost like a month away, and there's still no clarity if the Saints are going to have fans be at training camp in Irvine or not, bro.
No clarity, bro.
Out of the Saints, I'd have added Greg Benzel. Like,
Irvine.
Nobody. Do I need to do the professional thing and send an email? I mean, is it Mickey.Loomis?
NFL, man.
At Saints. Do we need to send the emails to get an answer? All I want is an answer. Are fans going to be allowed? I feel like they feel like, well, if no one's really asking about it anymore, maybe they'll just fucking forget.
Yes. Let's just not make a big stink about it.
Like, there's literally going to be fans in Southern California and be like, oh, the Saints are doing training camp here. Oh, okay, let's go to practice.
And then the 49ers are coming to the practice before they play in the preseason.
Yeah, so they play them the 18th of August. There's also still no clarity if fans are going to be allowed at the joint practices against the Niners. Derek Carr's not the only one that's tired. Let me just say that. Can't even get an answer, bro. Can't even get an answer for them. It's just, on a serious note, these are the things that make the Saints look like they don't belong in conversations with other teams around the league. Not anything on the football field. Like, that's not a football thing. That's running a business thing. When you're running a business, especially when we've seen as fans in the past, how it has been with under Sean Payton with anything regarding fan engagement, it's bad business running. And like you said when we were talked about this previously, it's just showing that you don't really give two shits about your fan base,
right? And the thing is, what's crazy is like Sean Payton is the most media paranoid person you ever find in your life.
Hates
them. Or finds them as useful when he feels like it, but, you know.
Correct.
But it's like, You should do everything possible to make sure you have fans at training camp. You know,
every day. No, I'm not. No one's even asking. Like, but none, bro. Don't got no dates. Nothing. Because not like people like have lives and you know training camps during like the day. So if they might gotta you know request time off, like simple shit, right? It's just simple shit. No, well, it's. The whole lie about the facilities, about the football fans, that was shot down because the Rams were there last year. So I'm just wondering, at this point, you know, can I say what I really heard? Are they just really debating if they want to pay the money for it?
Damn, Gail, what you doing like that?
Now, that... in conjunction with a story that came out about some missing Superdome payments, I'm just saying, Ryan.
I don't know what's going on.
It looks bad. Why can't there just be dates opened up? Let me work it through so people understand. First, it was. The Saints had to essentially ask like the other teams who would be the Rams and the Chargers. Rams and Chargers don't have any problem with the fans being at the Saints training camp for this season in Southern California. So then the league didn't ask. So then the Saints would then have to ask the league. League has no problem with fans being there. Okay. So that's 1, 2, 3. Three boxes checked, right? So then at that point, there's no barrier. There's no barrier that is stopping the Saints from having fans at training camp in Irvine. And yet, there are literally crickets in terms of if fans are going to be allowed at training camp. Not every day that training camp is going to be in Irvine, but at least maybe the same number of days that the fans would be allowed there if they were in New Orleans. So it's such a bad, weird-looking look. It just looks bad, bro. Looks bad.
It does, bro. Like, what are we doing here? What are we doing?
Middle C said, I think this is regard when we're talking about Derek Carr. It's a reflection of the head coach. DA doesn't have the charisma like that. He's not all with the rah-rah. He's not a leader like that. He doesn't inspire. So, of course, the organization follows that with fans. Oh, he's talking about, yeah.
That's true.
Yes, I 100% agree with that point. But then to me, the whole fans thing at training camp is a bigger issue than DA.
Oh, yeah. No question.
That's a Mickey Loomis issue. That's a Dennis, what is it?
Lucia
issue with him just lying. Just lying in front of the cameras, bro.
I don't know if the facilities can handle it. Like, what? About 50 YouTube videos of that thing packed.
That's last season.
Stop, man.
Just stop. Please stop lying to me. Unless you're Derek Carr. You can please lie to me and say that this season's going to be a little better, bro.
Please. Lie to me, Derek.
SJ said, Gail said the economy tight.
Hey, I get it.
Anything else from like the closing of mandatory minicamp? I know like Thursday feels like it was like 5 months ago at this point right now, bro.
It's crickets now, man. We ain't getting nothing.
Nothing like, until training camp.
This time of year, you just hoping your favorite players don't get arrested. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's about it. Like, hey, nothing going on, man. Like, this will be a good time for people that's listening, that's still watching. If you haven't, go back and watch the Coach Cody Alexander episode on the Saints Block Party podcast, the Greg Cosell episode, and the Matt Waldman episode. Like, those, through this time, the next, you know, couple of weeks, take back and soak those episodes in, because that's like just some good football knowledge, and you can listen to those anytime. You know what I'm saying?
It is.
just good football stuff.
Really good football stuff. I was telling G, our dude who co-hosts the Chuckable Chasers podcast, that like, being that things are dying down, that their podcast should do like a monthly Twitch stream where basically it's like you and I playing some type of like scary ass game, and they're like watching us play and like reacting to it. Because people love watching black people get scared. I don't know what it is, bro. They just... They, hey, man.
I won't play that Quiet Place, bro. That look fire. I need that.
No. You start with Alien Isolation, which is like one of like the few scary games I have played, and I didn't get very far into it. But start with that one. Chef's Kiss. Chef's Kiss.
Man, I'm still trying to get a PS3 to talk about.
please up your Patreon account, please.
Patreon.com/
man out here starving. PS3. but as summer is about to start, in terms of all the like the prep and everything for the meetups, you know, if you're coming to the Falcons game, if you RSVP to come to the Falcons game in New Orleans, make sure you send your funds as soon as possible. Same thing for the Chargers game in LA for the West Coast meetup. So all those details have been either put in the Discord or put in or sent out via Patreon. So please make sure you know, if you RSVP, please pay, because if not, if someone pays before you and they RSVP, then that ticket's going to that person who paid. I'm sorry. But we appreciate everyone kind of like hopping on late, unexpectedly to people who hopped on. Ryan and I knew we were recording, but so thank y'all for just popping in and watching us act a fool, talk about the Saints, you know, things that we just love doing. But we'll be back. Maybe, oh no, I'm going to like a funeral this weekend, so we'll be back next week. Yeah, we'll be back next week. We talking about the Saints as always. We'll figure out a nice little topic to come up with. We'll figure it out and think about something. But we appreciate y'all for just all the support. This is not Ryan and I's first rodeo, so we know that this time of the year is just flat lines. The only thing that will make it pop up is the Saints doing something very Saintsian.
And we know they do.
If it happens, we got it covered. But we appreciate y'all. We love y'all. We will be back next week. With that, we're out.
Peace.
Save big this summer with great deals, all in the Kroger app. Get select varieties of Powerade or Body Armor Super Drinks for 79 cents each. Then get a 2-pound package of strawberries for $2.99 each, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.